194 on the Playhouse of the Morning, 8:20 in the morning, 0 MK, John D. As we pull a TRQ, a totally random question out of the box of totally random questions. Today is TRQ. What was that moment you realized you were dealing with a total psycho? That's a totally random question today. And I suppose that could be a couple of different things, right? That could be maybe romantically, a coworker, a neighbor, a friend, a random person giving you road rage. What was that moment you realized, Amy Kay, you were dealing with a complete psycho?
Are we supposed to inner focus about ourselves or talk about other people?
Well, I think other people probably.
Okay, good, because I don't want to out myself. But one time there was this girl that worked here and she was crazy. I think she was trying to become me. And she wanted to hang out with me.
Zero, you're laughing because you know who this is
yes.
or what? Okay, I don't have
She wanted to hang out with me and I didn't want to hang out with her. No new friends. I'm good.
Right.
And she would constantly text me and ask to hang out. And I just would, no, I can't. I'm sorry. I don't want to. I don't want to hang out with you. I tried to make it as obvious as possible. I wanted her to stay away from me. She was a little loony. Well, she started then hanging out with some of the people I was hanging out. And I think she thought then we would all hang out. Nope. One day she gets so upset that I am refusing to hang out with her. I am doing a radio show. I was on middays after the morning show, just doing my show. She throws open the studio door and just starts yelling at me. And she's upset. Why don't you want to hang out with me? I then was so mad. I went to Zero's office. And I said, you have to get rid of this crazy woman. She sent me a long paragraph, crazy message text about how I'm the bad person because I don't want to hang out with her.
Okay, so I don't feel so bad because I know I always try to hang out with you and you never want to hang out with me. So now it makes sense.
I invited you to my birthday party, okay?
I'm kidding.
She's got her friend quota full, man. No new friends.
I'm on the fringe. Only when the real friends can't make it, I get to come.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. That is crazy, though. Really? This is a true story?
Yes, there's more about this crazy woman I can't even get into. But she was wild. She dyed her hair red.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know, I think I've heard this part.
There's a lot of really weird things, and I wouldn't even say she's exaggerating. Amy's probably giving you the most Disney version of this she can give you because the person, they did go a little nutty.
Really?
She went a little nutter butter, yeah.
No.
And
someone
not just
is saying,
with her.
That's so sad, Amy Kay. Why don't you want to be friends with her? I don't need to be friends with coworkers. They are coworkers. Shame on you for trying to make me feel guilty.
Yeah.
This girl was crazy, and I did not want her Looney Tune life in my life. Don't shame me for not being friends with a coworker. You're my coworkers. You don't have to be my friends.
I felt partly responsible because I was like, you know who'd be a really good mentor for you? Because I think it's kind of what you're trying to emulate when you're working on some of this stuff is Amy. And within the course of 3-4 days, this person's wardrobe switched over. Her hair color changed.
She dyed her hair red.
Amy at the time had some dark rimmed glasses.
Yes.
I think she went and got the same glasses. Unnecessarily so, just like fashion glasses. It was wild. Now there was other things with other people.
She was
that were
probably sending dirty
worse,
messages to people, being really inappropriate at work.
Now, mimicking Amy with her type of dirty messages she sends.
No,
so that is so strange. That is so I couldn't even imagine. It would almost feel flattering, but when it becomes to the psych part, right?
Yeah.
Because that's how we're bringing this together.
And I would be nice to her in the work setting, and I was trying to help her. But then, she would take it too far. Stop messaging me.
Right.
I'm at home. I'm tired. I have things to do. I don't need to constantly answer you all the time.
This is what happens when you meet your heroes. She tried. She just looked up to Amy. That's what happens.
I'm trying to think if I would even go that crazy. Some people just don't know how to look inside themselves to realize that they're being weird and awkward.
This is true.
AKA psycho.
Yeah. What was that moment you realized you were dealing with a total psycho? That's the totally random question today. You ever experienced that, Joel D?
It took a bit, but I had an old neighbor. And then when I had moved away, then he kind of became a little bit crazy. There was like, I knew it was there, but I was always very cordial with him. And, you know, I was friendly to him. But then kind of the same situation, I guess, with Amy. Then he thought we were friends. Like, he's like, you're on the radio? I wrote a song. Here's a country song.
Oh.
You should listen to it. I'm like, bro, we're standing in the stairway right now of our apartment. I don't need to hear your song. And then after I moved, then he like showed up one morning and was like sitting on the chair and walking into the studio. It was the weirdest thing because we didn't lock our doors down there, small town Brook in South Dakota.
Gotta
you know,
lock them doors.
Gotta lock them studio doors.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but every so often at a business like this, you have that person that's like, they really want in the building for some reason, and it gets a little creepy. It gets a little. We had one of those a couple weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Got a little bit creepy. It was before you came back. It kind of freaked us out a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's you know, sometimes I think it's well intentioned, but it's also like, why are you trying to get into the building? What is the goal when you get inside?
Yeah, man? Yeah. What is the goal, especially with like you don't know what the spectrum of it could be? So
not really a place you just like walk around. Can't roll up to the Today Show and just like, that's why they hold the signs outside. You can't go walking around their studios.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I had a neighbor that did that and
that's
like would show up. Yeah. And then he ended up getting, you know, in trouble and all kinds of stuff too. And I was like, bro, I haven't even seen you in like a year and a half. I used to, it was that long ago. It was so strange.
That moment he realized, I think I might be dealing with a total psycho. Maybe it was romantic, workplace, who knows? Completely random, just happen chance. 237, it's text 35270, the totally random question, 826. Miley Cyrus River, Y94 more to Playhouse. It's Playhouse Y94, the totally random question. What was that moment you realized you might be dealing with a total psycho?
I don't know if I should say this, but my boyfriend's mother broke up with the father. And she came in a car and she like drove so close to him like she was gonna run him over, like and actually like hit him slightly and it scared him, you know. But it was like she was gonna run him over, but she didn't.
So you like push the guy out of the way, or are you shouting "Don't do this"? Or how are you guys reacting?
No, we were just like so in shock that we were like what is she doing? But she just wanted to do it to scare him. But could you imagine if she actually did it and then she was like, oh, I was just trying to scare him.
At least she didn't hit him. You guys probably would have been, like, recruited to help hide the body.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you're right. You're right. She probably would. She'd be like, guys, help me.
When did you realize you were dealing with a total psycho? 237, it's text 35270. Seeing a couple there.
And someone said, when my neighbor asked me during the snowstorm where I needed to go so badly because I left tracks on my driveway, and then he said if I needed wine that bad to come grab some from his house. He said that now he's going to have to scrape my driveway. I thanked him for the snow removal. He's already done and said he's free to just leave it and I'll handle it. He said he could be a jerk and put snow on my side. He threw a bunch of swear words and said, you'll see how big of a person I'll be. Yeah.
So he cleared it once and then acknowledged and then wanted like... some sort of,
I guess, because they
payment?
Said they'll handle it. I don't know.
And then he got mad because you didn't come over and have wine. That's how I'm interpreting.
That's probably
it.
What it was.
Yeah.
Why didn't you come over and have the
you
wine
know,
with me?
Some of them creepy fellas don't know how to handle the rejection very well, and
yeah,
that's I don't know what that
that's
is.
That's usually who it is.
There's just a certain type of dude that just he's not capable. You got one of these. Then I was dealing with a psycho moments. 237. It's you text us 35270. Tyle Cruz is on Y94. It's Playhouse Y94, the totally random question. Time by that time, you realize I'm dealing with a psycho. You ever have one of those moments? Good morning.
So I have a family member, actually, who cut up all of her husband's ties and suits, like thousands of dollars worth of suits and ties, because she was mad at him and threw everything on the front lawn.
All right, so you're saying she's mad at him a little bit.
Yeah, totally. I mean, she is crazy for sure, but she didn't care. She got her point across, I guess.
You know it doesn't have a point? All those ties.
You could maybe make it into a bow tie now, maybe.
Haven't you always wanted to like take your ex's stuff and cut it up? Or like burn it or throw it in the front yard. But you would look like a crazy person. You couldn't.
I've you never want to do that before, Joel?
No.
Never?
What?
I've never wanted to.
You've never had the urge to just like take their stuff and throw it?
No.
Burn
I've,
it?
I've never.
Yeah, burn
literally.
It. Cut it.
Sell it?
No.
Steal it and take it with you to North Dakota?
No, never.
I've always wanted to do it, but I don't want to look like a crazy person.
Depends on what they did to you. Like, it depends on what they did, maybe. I guess I've never had a situation where it was a bad... Like, I've never had a crazy situation of breaking up, right? Like, I've never been cheated on, like, that type of situation. If that happens, maybe, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want my front yard to look like the junkie house with all the stuff in the front yard.
It would only look like that for a bit.
Yeah, but see, I wouldn't want... That'd be too embarrassing for me, that anxiety that goes through my head then.
And I do think you'd like to kind of hide the crazy a little bit, right, from the public. You don't necessarily need the neighbors to know that something crazy happened, unless it's, like, for sure the end of the relationship and they, like, cheated or something. Then I could see it, sure.
But I think it would just be, like, open a window and throw everything out there. Yelling.
You just want to live that out. Isn't that like the Havoc House or something you can go to?
Yeah.
That's what I should do.
You should do that.
Yeah, you go to the smash room at the Havoc House, HavocHouseFargo.com, and you just go ahead and you break some stuff, get that rage out there. You seem to have a lot of pent-up stuff inside you.
I don't know. I think that's who I am, like, as a person.
Did we miss any of the crazy psycho stories?
Yeah, someone said my ex cheated on me and then started stalking me when I broke it off. My job had to sneak me in and out of an emergency exit when he started showing up at my work. That's crazy. You need a restraining order.
Yeah.
Someone else said, went on a date with a guy and he would not stop messaging me after the date. Literally right after, messaged me, "I miss you. Had such a great time." Finally, I went to bed. Woke up at 8 a.m. with 47 unread messages.
You definitely can't read a room if you're like that. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you had a good time, but maybe it depends on how you text message.
But he also liked you a lot.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he showed interest, but 47
is a little too much.
I feel like 3 is a bunch, right? Because I do, like, little text messages. It's like, "Hey, what's up? I had a great time. Exclamation point. Hey, hopefully we can meet again. You know what I mean? Like, that type of thing. 3 max. Any more, you look like a psycho.
You could have been engaged by the end of the second date. Man, you might have missed an opportunity. What a gem. What a lover.
Sounded like he was he liked you a lot.
What a Shakespeare he was.
Oh my God.
A lot of writing.